Let's talk. And it's the time of the show when we do this.
Life, don't talk to me about life.
Because the man who puts, I don't know, brings a certain je ne sais quoi, a sort of a song in the heart, a gleam in the eye, a slightly worrying pain in the lower regions. The international man of misery, Mr. Michael Senko, joins us from his rooftop penthouse overlooking the shimmering Mediterranean. How are you, Michael?
Well, that sounds quite nice. I think I'll move there. I'm fine, thank you. All things considered.
Marvellous. So what has been, I mean, from your place, I was actually down in Los Bleaches on Wednesday night passing through. Couldn't believe the number of motorhome of your favourite things in the world parked up by the, is it the Toyota garage or the Nissan garage or whatever it is?
Don't start me off right. You know, it's got to be illegal. It's got to be illegal to park up and live in the street. And if they can't work out why they park by the sea, by the beach, I don't know. Anyway,
an awful lot of traffic. You've been having, you see what I did here? You've been having some unusually high traffic yourself.
Or with my car?
No, with I've got call centres. We are experiencing unusually high, you know.
Oh, that.
Number one on the right, thing.
Your cryptic messages, like, three sometimes down. Are even too cryptic. Right, okay. Okay, this is my theory, right?
Okay.
If every company you call auto answer says we experience high volume of call traffic, please hold or go to our website, and they do that every day, and every company does it, surely there's a message in there sometimes, get more staff. Because, right, if every day they're getting unusually high traffic and they want to steer you to their automated press one, press two, press three, press four situation, I think they're selling porcupines. I think they've just got four or five people sitting there pressing buttons. And they're that called the swerve department.
The swerve right, department. So I'd like that.
Department, where do you work? Department Swerve. What do you do there? You avoid speaking to anybody who phones the company, right? And what you do is you lull them into a full sense of thing. You play them green sleeves for about 10 minutes, and then you get a ring tone, when you think, yes, they're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
And then the line goes dead. And you just get a zoom, and you have to start the whole performance again, where you meet the person who informs you that they're getting a high volume of traffic today. So we suggest you go to the website or use the app.
Now, you see, the thing is, meanwhile, in the Departamento de Swerve, as we call it in Spain, they will be high-fiving each other going, you know, that's the best we've had all week, you know, 0.2 seconds. What personal best
there,
Paco?
You're thinking they're even in the office. Who would you high-five at your place today?
I'm not there.
I'm not even in the studio.
I know. And I miss you because I go, yeah, no, I could run out and high five the cleaner, but then I get done for something, you know, for misappropriation. Yeah. Let's not even go there.
But I mean, but the other thing is, if what they're saying is untrue, right? Yeah. I don't know what the official department is. I think it's in America, it's the FCA or something. It'll be some three initials.
The phone calls authority, FCA.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you very much.
I thought they thought something else, but anyway.
Yeah.
If what they're saying is not true, then they're conning the public even more than they do normally. Because I don't believe that the traffic is any different when I phone up every day at the same, like if I phone up at the same time, if I phone up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or if they start, like their call centre opens at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on at a minute past six. It's still volume of high traffic. So, anyway, that's that. I think they've got to sort that out. I just get fed up with pressing numbers and not getting through to places.
You see, what they want to do is they want to drive you towards the app and the website, because then they'll get you, they'll get the all the data, and therefore, and they, you know, because they love it, they love an app.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, we all know about apps now. We all know about things, and the trouble is, I go onto the app and I try my hardest to solve my problem on their app, but it doesn't work. Sometimes you need to speak to a human being, and someone who speaks English and who understands English and understands Cockney.
Ah, now, and your particular branch of Cockney as well.
Yeah, from the Hackney region.
I can see that as being a specific area for Department Swerve. Now,
no, but do you understand what I'm saying? Though, so it can't be possible that when I had my problem with Hertz, which you know now all sorted out, they've got 26,000 employees. 26,000,
and none of them speak Cockney.
No, none of them answer the bloody phone. You think someone with 26,000 people, someone would have a phone and go, is anyone here a phone ringing?
But maybe, two questions. Maybe in Department Swerve they play loud music just to get themselves in that sort of mood, hyped up, you know, like in a club.
Vodafone have got the worst hold-on music ever. I think it's there to, you know when you watch those films and people are in a chamber and they play that loud music for sleep deprivation.
Yes,
Vodafone uses that for their music in the background when you're holding on, so that you actually crack your eyes start bleeding. Your eyes bleeding. Everything. Your ears are ringing.
What qualifications do you have?
And you hang up in desperation, you know, confess to any crimes that recently happened.
Have you ever thought of joining the SAS, Michael? You could say, how are you in counterterrorism? Well, I managed to spend 25 minutes listening to the Vodafone, whatever, and I didn't crack. Right, you're in. You can do hostage negotiation. There you go. Yeah. Right. Now, about your car.
My car should have its own show.
Right. Because it does. We're not watching, to be honest with you.
it's developed a new system of freaking out. What happens is, bless its little heart, because it's a nice car.
Have you got a name for it?
Yeah, but I couldn't put it on radio. We'd get checked off the air.
Okay.
It's developed a phobia, and I'm surprised, really, because I didn't think it would, but it's got a phobia to underground car parks.
A phobia.
Right. Yeah, because every time I go into an underground car park, like Mercadona or anywhere, you know, it's all of a sudden it becomes a drama queen. It starts shouting out, recalculating. It's lost its, it doesn't know what to do, because what's happened is it's run by GPS and 5G. And of course, when you go into an underground car park, you can't get that.
Right.
And of course, the car, bless its little heart, doesn't understand. So I have to calm it down. I have to talk to it nicely, which I'm not great at talking to things nicely when they start working in the middle of stuff. It starts beeping because there's posts everywhere and there's cars and there's trolleys and it's beeping and lights are flashing. And if a car could come out in a cold sweat, my car comes out in a cold sweat. I mean, it panics. It absolutely panics.
Does it go full diva mode? Yeah. Is it, you know, like, I mean, it's
screaming at me. GPS signal lost. Like, daddy, help me.
And presumably because you've got 128 buttons on the thing or lights that light up, it must be sort of like the Christmas display at Macy's then when it can't find
out. None of that works because you're underground. Ah. It's all because that's all worked by some, I don't know, it's all worked by a computer. And like, it's, it, And I think it's a she, my car. I think she's convinced that we've landed up in the Bermuda Triangle and we're going to be there forever.
Well, to be honest, if you've been shopping at that particular supermarket, sometimes it can feel like it.
I know. It's like I've driven into a black hole. Like it's like I've purposely, and that's it. And then I get out and I turn it off, and then I click the button to lock it, and the wing mirror sort of slide back to the main window.
In a huff.
Yeah. And I open the boot and it doesn't want to do anything. It sulks for ages. And then, of course,
it sends me an email.
My car sends me an email, that we'd lost all this stuff because we'd lost GPS. And then, which of course I ignore. And then a day later, it sends me a reminder. It's got the answer. I haven't answered the email.
You're ghosting your car, Mike. That's what you're doing.
I just want to go shopping. I'm going to go shopping. I don't want to be told by my car that I'm hurting its feelings, basically.
So if you were to phone your car, would they put on like you've lost that like your loving feeling or something on hold music to keep you until you cracked again? Do you think?
No. It just says we're accepting a higher volume of calls today. It's our website. It's a vicious circle. It's a vicious circle. It's dragging me down.
Yeah, but. My car makes me
hold on it. It says, "I'll teach you to take me into an underground car park, you bastard."
Now, just one couple of things. When you come out of a aforementioned underground car park, other car parks are available, by the way. Presumably, because everything's been off, does it then come on with a blaze of colour? You remember Close Encounters where they were trying to get in contact with it and it went do 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 bom bom. Is that the sort of thing that your dashboard turns into?
No, it just comes on. It's sort of like I think I've actually heard it sigh of relief. I think I heard it just go, "Thanks, Dad, for bringing me back to life again." That's my car.
That's your car, is it? Well, yeah, fair enough. This coming in via the WhatsApp. And by the way, should you wish to get involved with this morning's Grump Fest?
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
And the WhatsApp says, "You said it. These car computers are linked to cloud feeds and GPSs all the time."
That's right. But not in an underground car park.
Obviously not. Can't take the client.
It's our safety. We want to,
your safe space.
Our safe space. You can take your car down there. It's the equivalent to a naughty step for a toddler.
Maybe your car's been woke and doesn't want a safe space. You've got a woke car, Mike. That'll get you going.
Someone's going to get a broke car.
Woke or broke. Those are the options, in you know.
Right, where are we up to on my list of...
Well, again, I mean, another one of your favourite places, which are restaurants of high...
When I go into a restaurant, I've said this before, I don't want to, I go in there and I pay what I consider sometimes a lot of money for an average meal. Or I go to a nice working man's cafe, I get a really good 3-course meal for not a lot of money. But I'm talking about the places where they've got a tablecloth, right? And, you know, bread's on the table. What started happening? Now, the other day, I ordered a seafood salad.
Right.
And it came with prawns. And the prawns, I had to peel the prawns. It had it was a tropical salad. Tropical salad. Seafood salad. Right, so it's got lettuce and pineapple.
And there's unshelled prawn. We have a phone call in. There's just be somebody to give us the update on either the underground car parking or prawns. Let me. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this one, Michael. Let's just see if this actually is going to work by the wonders of science. Morning, Cordia, live on TRE. What is your? Have you any words for the man of international man of misery?
Yeah, I just wanted to join him in a grump. I just phoned Avatel, who I've been with for a long time.
I can't hear him.
You can't hear him. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you, but unfortunately, the Grumpmeister can't. Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just phoned Avatel to complain. I know other places are available.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. To complain that my email address wasn't working, and to actually change my email address and change everything else, but to change my email address, they've got to send me a snail mail.
Ah, right. So they got to send you actually by normal mail to get your email address changed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to send me the confirmation of it to my new email address as well to say they're doing it.
Thanks for your call and have a good weekend. Okay. Speak to you a bit. Okay, bye. Take care. Let me just do that and that. And yes, I know. Oh, there you are. Sorry about that. I lost you for a minute.
Okay.
So there you are with your
Hey? Anything I needed to know?
In the grand scale of things, somebody having a problem with a certain mobile phone provider, and he had to write old fashioned way. So there you are.
I am. I'm in my restaurant with my what salad was I having?
Tropical.
My tropical salad, and I was looking forward to it. Well, I mean, when it's there, but the prawns arrived as prawns, fully clothed.
And you like your prawns like you like your... Let's not even go there.
So I said to him, excuse me, what's this? He said, it's prawns. I said, but I don't want to prepare my own dinner and pay you for it. I'm paying you to prepare my dinner, right? I don't want the prawns with their heads on and bits and bobs. I want nice prawns spread evenly over my salad. So I can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And the same goes for if I, not that I do, but when in the very rare occasions I've ever had lobster, I don't want to dig it out. I just give me some lobster and I can sort it out with my knife and fork. Crab? I mean, what's the deal with crab? You got to be like a scientist to work out what the implements are. It's like a surgeon. You don't have to be a diner to eat a crab. You've got to be a surgeon because you've got these little tools that you've got to drag the bits out of it, and all you're left with is a load of shell. And, by the way, don't give me a hot stone when you serve me my steak. Cook the steak how I want it, put it on a plate, not a roof tile. I don't want it on a roof tile.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want it a roof tile. I don't want a stone. Just give me a steak. And I'm happy. I don't ask for a lot.
You don't.
I'm a reasonable man.
We think so. That's weird. So what did the four? I once went on a romantic evening with a young lady, and she ordered the crabs, and she did that thing with the tool.
She ordered the crabs.
Stop it!
I think it's just singular, isn't it?
Crab.
Don't know what she finished that with.
Where was it? So she ordered the shellfish and then she showed particular dexterity in the way that she sort of mangled the crustacean's claw and got out that strip of meat and with such gusto that I thought maybe I don't want to be hanging out with this girl in a more intimate thing later. So there you go. So beware the crab wielding whatever. Did they shell your prawns for you? And that's not.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, right. They did. No, they did. And the funny thing is, on Sunday we went to one of the beach bars, and we had a paella, and he actually said, "Would you like us to clean the prawns or something?" Yeah, and they all came up in the dish. They didn't have the great big, you know, they have four beautifully big prawns on king prawns on the top.
Yes,
that you rip your fingers to bits trying to get. Open
all over the white shirts.
Well, that's just exactly like, and because it doesn't just dribble, it shoots out at an angle. It's like, this is my remaining blood. You may have it on your T-shirt, sir. Still serving me the small Coca-Cola.
I mean, imagine if they did that with other things you ordered. You know, here's the chicken, here's the half chicken, but you got to pluck it yourself. I mean, there'd be all sorts, wouldn't there? There'd be all sorts.
No, but it is. What is the big? Why would you think that the Met? I mean, if it was chicken, like or whatever, or anything, that's got. They serve you the hardest bit of food to prepare. Like you're going to get it all over your hands. You've got juice running down your fingers. Now, why on earth? Why? What is the attraction of not cleaning the prawns? I once went for a meal with Sarah in. I was in Ibiza with her.
Yeah.
And we went to some restaurant, I might have told you, they actually sent a man out the kitchen with gloves on to prepare my seafood.
Right.
It turned out, because I actually couldn't do it. My fingers were bleeding from trying to get this, I don't know what it was, like praying mantis out of its shell.
Oh, the famous aquatic praying mantis. The paddling mantis.
Well, it's like... Well, it's sort of, the thing is, like, did I want to eat it or did I want to go five rounds with it? I mean, it's like,
It would have won.
But it did win. It did win. Had to get the man out of the kitchen. Turned
with the chainmail gloves.
Yeah, like the guy in the butchers in, yeah. And I was in and out of the supermarket, so wear chain gloves.
Yeah. All right, well, fine, fair enough.
What else can I grump about?
Well, I mean,
it's not more.
Here's the one. I'll gloss over the certain people have funny names, but Facebook friends.
Facebook friends, right? Yes. Very interesting. I only belong to Facebook because I have my orthostatic tremor. I'll never stop plugging it because it's a very rare disease.
Yeah.
Condition, and I belong to several groups. And over the world, we all have it, and it's a very good place to, you know, have you tried the new walking stick or have you tried this new drug that somebody's tried? Because there's no cure for it, as everybody knows. But of course, it also brings you into other things. So I follow something that's going on in Meat House or Nicola. But what it does, which I've found particularly annoying, is it recommends people that you might want to be friends with. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm hanging on every word. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Can you go? Oh, no, it's just my... Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, Michael. I can see you. I can hear you. It's all right. I'm Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening. Yeah.
Okay. So, it recommends friends for you.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know where they get them from. But what's happened in the last few weeks, and it's a bit spooky, it's recommending dead people.
Right.
So there's people that come up that I know are dead. Now, what's very spooky about this is I didn't want to be friends with them when they were alive.
Right. So?
Right. Why would I now want to be friends with them? Because they're dead. It's turned into a bit of sixth sense that I speak to dead people. I see dead people.
It'd be even more worrying if you got likes back from them.
No, but then I sort of clicked on one and there was a message on there from last week, which obviously means that a member of his family, hopefully, is continuing his Facebook page. There's happy birthdays on there.
You get that because I have a friend who is no longer with us and she passed away and people still, because they just see they just see birthday reminders. And if they don't know them that well, they just whack on happy birthday. It's nothing to do with the person themselves. If they haven't taken the page, if somebody's not taken the page down, a member of the family for the deceased, Your Honor.
Can you though?
What?
How do you stop that? Do I get in contact with Facebook and say, stop?
I'm not feeling very well.
Stop these ghosts from asking me if I want to be their friends.
It's an esoteric and existential question, Mike, about that one, because, you know, But
don't even know what that means.
It means I don't know what it means either. No, it's basically if somebody's passed away, you then a family member, or any mates, should then contact Facebook and say, by the way, you know, Giles Brown was struck by a flaming gerbil on this day. He's no longer with us. Therefore, can you take his page down? And then they will say, and then it gets taken. They put an in memoriam page on. There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the algorithm.
But I still don't. But I still think it's a bit spooky when, I mean, it was so many. It was like, he's dead, she's dead. But what's going on? You know, do you want to be their friend? No, I don't want to be their friend. And then if I press remove,
yeah,
which you can, what happens to them then? If I sent them off into
into limbo,
are they now between life and death? They've been removed from Facebook inside by me.
Well, next time you log on, if you hear "ooh," you know what's happened. Go on. I've got 2 and a bit minutes because I put an ad break in. So,
do you want to talk about names?
If you're going to upset the entire Celtic population, please go for it.
No, I don't. I don't. I respect it. I think it's fantastic. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand that. I just don't understand how S-A-O-I-R-S-E is pronounced when looking at an Irish name. It's pronounced Sha.
Right.
Right. I'm almost all right with S-I-O-B-H-A-N, Siobhan.
Right.
But Neve really freaks me out a little bit because Neve is spelled N-I-N-N-I-A-M-H.
Yeah, okay.
There should be a V in there somewhere just to give you a clue. I mean, I'm not being disrespectful. I just don't understand it. And I'd like somebody to explain to me how do you get... I mean, unless it was three mates gone down to the pub to celebrate the birth of their child and they've gone for a lap, they've got on the lash and had about 20 pints of the black stuff and finished up. So what's your daughter's name? Because Neve, how do you spell it? I haven't got a clue. Let's try N-A-M-H. And they go, yeah, that'll do for me.
That'll do, you know, three Zs and a silent W and everything else.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that,
Moira, how would you spell Moira?
I have difficulty spelling in English, to be honest with you. You know that. So I would spell it M-O-R-I-A-H.
No, M-A-I-R-E.
Right.
I mean that is three mates on the lash, isn't it? That's gone, they, you know,
sharp and to the point. We are going to run out of time, International Man of Mystery. I'm afraid to say.
Not in a medical way.
No, not in a medical way. But I've got.
My doctor says to me, he says, you know, I've got all these things wrong with me. And he just says to me, yeah, you're old.
and on that tune, what are you up to this weekend apart from scaring passers-by?
Oh, I've got a party. Got a nice party. It's a friend's housewarming party, which is lovely. I'm looking forward to that. See some people that I do like. Welsh, I don't know. But we've got friends here from England, so we'll probably have some meals with them.
Exactly. And perhaps get somebody else to peel your prawns. Going to run out of time, but as always, International Man of Misery. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Giles. God bless everybody. Bye, 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 bye.